bless you all. And I am so blessed now. I really wanted to share now because Bambi, it always happens. So I was sat here this evening on my own. Lawrence had popped out to see Leanne and the children because he's been in all week. And I'm flicking through Amazon and I find this movie. And it was called The Cokeville Miracle. So I started to watch it, and it was about this bomber that went into this school. And I thought, oh, I really shouldn't be watching this now. You know, I've got to get tea ready, and we're going to have fellowship in a bit. But I sort of left it on, and I went out, and I was starting to cook the tea, and I was watching little bits, but not all of it, I must admit. And about an hour had passed, and he got all these children. There was about 50 children, and the teachers, and they're in this classroom, and he's intent. He wants $2 million per child, so it was like 200 million. And he would release everybody and they could go free. But they had like hours to get this money together. And he was intent on setting this bomb off. But it was the things that were going on within this film. So one of the teachers gets inspired to sit the bomber in a square. And he said it's a magic square. And only the bomber can sit in it. All you children have to stay out of the square. So I'm thinking this is a bit strange. Anyways, then something else happens. And then he starts to see the children praying. And it freaks him out completely. And now I'm engrossed now. I'm thinking, oh, this is good. Children are praying. Yeah, I like this. And he needs to, now he's got this thing on his arm which is connected to the bomb, and he says to his wife, because she's in on it with him, I need to leave and I need to get my head together, but when I come back it's going to happen. And so he puts this thing on his wife's hand and he leaves the room. Well, one of the teachers comes over and she starts to say to her, you know, there's some fumes coming from this bomb and it's making the children sick. And she lifts her hand like this, the teacher, and she says, I've got a bit of a headache. So of course, the wife, she says yes. And as she puts her hand up, this bomb goes off. And I'm sat there absolutely horrified, thinking I shouldn't have watched this. But I inspire every one of you. If you have Amazon, you watch it. Because the power of prayer, my goodness, it was the best thing I've seen in a long, long time. Based on a true story. And things that led up to it. Before the bomber got to the school, the fire alarm kept going off for about 2 or 3 days before the bomber turned at the school. But it was preparing all the children. They don't know why the fire alarm kept going off. It just kept going off. But they were preparing the children if there was an incident, that they were to keep low and they were to head out the door.
Say the name again.
The Cokeville Miracle. Coke, C-O-K-E.
Bill.
V-I-L-L-E. Miracle. The Cokeville Miracle. And so these children are now prepared. If there's an incident, if there's a fire, or if there's an incident, they know how to get out safely. And the headmaster was very perturbed about all this. It was a Christian school. It was a Christian community. And then they started to show you after all the incidences that had happened, like the children were told by an angel, So one little boy gave his recount that I wasn't afraid because this angel came to me. It was dressed in white and it told me to get up and go and stand by the window. And if I stood by the window, no harm would come to me.
Had you choked up, didn't it?
I made him watch the last sort of half an hour, because even he was choked up. And then another little girl said that she saw an angel dressed in white, but she looked like a light bulb, like really bright. And she also told her that the bomb was going to go off, but not to be afraid, because her brother was coming to get her. And then as the film progresses, I'm not going to tell you all because I'm hoping you're going to watch it, but they get to tell their stories afterwards, these children, and it was absolutely mind-blowing that these children were as young as like five, believing God, praying to God, and the brother had been seen an angel and the angel told him, go get your sister, and he's gone and got his sister and took her to the window. And then it tells you about how this bomb should have exploded this way outwards and it should have killed everybody. But then another child said, I saw all these angels dressed in white coming down, and as the bomb went off, the angels took all the power up. So this bomb actually didn't kill one child or one teacher. The only ones it took out was the husband and the wife that planted the bomb there in the first place. Wow. It was friggin' amazing. And then at the end, it shows you all these children that have now grown up, got married, and they had, well, me and Lawrence were trying to count them, but do you know what? Almost each child had six children, went on to have six children, went on to tell these children about the power of God and the power of prayer. And, you know, then they got to relive. You know, one lady said, you know, I was there. I've raised my children in the Word and I've told them, whenever they're in a situation and they're afraid, just pray, because God hears your prayers. And it was really, what an awesome testimony, you know, that the power of God. Now, one little boy said that he saw his great...
No, he's seen the picture. They got the pictures out of there.
He said that he saw this picture of a lady that he'd seen before. And he said something like, I think it was Great Nan or someone. So they got the parents got the photo album out, and as they're flicking through, they said, well, this is grandma. No, he said, it wasn't her. And then they carried on flicking, and it was some great 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 nan, obviously. And I said to Lawrence, you know, I know that people that have passed don't come back as angels, but you know, it must have been something that God done significantly. Maybe he gave the angel a face of somebody he may recognize so he wasn't afraid. You know, because he was describing it as a person dressed in white, but like she had a face of someone he recognized. And we know all things are possible with God. You know, we don't want our kids to be afraid. So maybe he used a familiar face, so that the child wouldn't be afraid, so that the child would feel secure and follow the direction. But it was really, really amazing. And then it just made me think about the power of prayer. And I said to Lawrence afterwards, after we finished reading all the write-ups and everything else, and how people remembered it and gave their testimonies to the power of God, we prayed constantly for our children. And there are times I know that they were in rocky situations, and yet we'll never know how God protected them, whether God sent angels to protect them or sent angels to protect us, you know, because it's available. It really is that we are protected no matter who's praying against us, who's praying for bad things to happen. You know, they can pray whatever they want, but our prayers are bigger and greater than theirs, and God will not allow one hair to be hurt on our heads. you know, we've got his protection and we have nothing to be afraid of in this day and time. And it's been an awesome week, and that just really sort of really finished my night off. I'm so thankful that God pointed me in that, because at first I thought, oh, this is awful, I don't need to be watching this. But it turned out to be a true story. It turned out to be a godly victory. And it also got to show us the power of our prayers. You know, I remember praying when we had the ashes coming from the volcano, and it was stopping flights and everything. And just a few of us got together to pray for that. And within hours of it being prayed, you know, it all started to diffuse and subside. So we do know that God hears our prayers, and we do know that God answers those prayers. But when we hear these living testimonies, it really fires us up, even more to want to pray and to, you know, get these situations resolved, like this COVID now and all what's going on over the world and the riots and the killings and everything else. You know, we know it's not of God. It's evil. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. But our prayers can make a difference. You know, and we pray for those in authority. We pray for those that have the rule and dominion of the world, that they make the right decisions, that they make the godly decisions, that we can live a quiet and peaceable life. So I encourage you this week to pray for those people, to pray for the power. I know a lot of things are going on in America, but, you know, God will have his way. And whoever is supposed to be in the power, they will be put there, because God will not allow a country just to collapse and fold like that. So we continue to pray for these things. We pray for God to intervene and to make intercession for his power and glory to come to pass. And it's only through our prayers that these things will happen. Have to stay positive in the meanwhile, though. You know, we can't be sort of double-minded and sort of, oh, is this going to happen or is that? No, we pray the prayer and then we leave it to God. We stay positive. We don't get fearful. We don't get concerned about what's going on around us, because God always exalts us, always brings us above the muck and the mire, and he will have his way, and we will not be communists. We will have a freedom to live and to move and to speak for God. So bless your hearts. I encourage you to watch the movie The Cokeville Miracle.
Thank you.